Yeah, here we go. Happy fucking happy hour. Mm-hmm. It is Karen Rontowski, who I could not be more excited about. Comedian extraordinaire. We've had your partner, not gay partner, but Kira Sultanovich on.
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa, can we find Ghostbusters? Because first of all, can I just tell you how totally into this I am? Not only how hilarious you are as a comedian, but you are described as a comedian, tarot card reader, and paranormal investigator.
Yes. Everything spooky.
Oh, okay. Can I just tell you? Because I know one of my friends goes, it's all a bunch of fucking hooey. My best friend, one of my best friends is a, can we find Ghostbusters? Is also a paranormal investigator.
Oh, really?
And a psychic, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I know that person?
Linda McKenzie. She was on Dateline many, many years ago. She hasn't done it in a while. She's, you know, but that's how I met her. Yes, that she was on Dateline as a Ghostbuster. So anyway, she's finding. Okay, but also, I don't even know where to start with you. Because I have a psychic.
Oh, yeah?
My friend Jim Ward always says, my astrologist says that psychics are bullshit. But
Jim,
I believe in all of it.
Right. And Jim is a conspiracy guy, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We have to. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I know you've had it done to you before. But who can you call? You can call
Karen Rontowski.
Yeah, that's what you can do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Especially the new girl one, which I fucking love.
Yeah, I know.
Kate Clinton and Melissa.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yes, Melissa McCarthy.
Great.
I fucking loved it. But people don't... I think a lot of people don't know, like, this is real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
there really are.
They don't... somebody called me the other day, and he was like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm in Long Beach in a cemetery. And he just goes, that is so you. That is where I would expect you to be.
That's creepy.
On a Monday night.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, your jobs fit together because you said you have a late night job, comedy, and then a later night job, which is ghost busting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I do that. I get to go on the road. I go and work my gigs, and then I go out after and go to haunted places, and I know all the paranormal investigation people in the area, mm-hmm. so I get into the best places, and it's a fun life.
You get all the best dead people places?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Well, there's probably no doormen unless they're dead.
No, yeah. Well, those are the interesting ones. In fact, I was just in Long Beach. And we were looking for the ghost. The ghost name is Bessie, and she had died across the street.
And while we were looking for Bessie, what's her situation?
She's long time dead, but mm-hmm. she died. She stepped off a bus after buying her wedding dress and got hit by a car.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
I know, but do
Jesus.
We really?
Karen, really?
I know. Do we need another reason not to get married? Everywhere I go, there's a woman in a wedding guest haunting a hotel room or something like that, and I just thought... You never hear people say, you know, our house is terribly haunted by a single woman who had no children and a great career. That's never happening.
No, there are not any of those ghosts.
No.
Ooh, I have a 1980s blazer and a clipboard.
Yeah.
I had a great career.
Exactly.
Right.
Sorry.
I know.
It's true.
Those are the happiest.
One of my producers said that once. She's had a blazer on and jeans, and she's like, I'm dressed as a 1980s producer. Hi.
Oh.
Shoulder pads.
Padded. Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. This is just too, like, let's just do the creepy music the whole time. Do we have creepy opening doors and evil laughs and things?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're a fantastic comedian. I watched your set on Letterman. Fantastic.
Well, thank you.
But I just have to. We have to, because I'm a believer.
Oh,
I really am.
Oh yeah.
So now, explain first of all about tarot cards, because you brought them with you.
Of course, I have an auxiliary deck that goes with me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Tarot cards, the actual cards are pretty fascinating. I've been reading for about 20 years. And
how is it different from regular psychic or whatever?
Regular psychic kind of grabs images. that come into their mind, which I get that now, but cards are actually something people can really learn. Every symbol, every color, everything has meaning.
Right.
And they're archetypes, or I hate that word, archetypes.
Archetypes. Yeah.
And they sort of reflect things back to us.
Okay.
So I actually probably could teach like a college course on this particular deck because I know.
I feel like you need to move your microphone a little closer. The phallic object a little closer, like this. A little down, just get on top of it.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Okay.
So
she's a straight girl. I know. Okay.
So they're actually something people can learn. And, I have no idea, maybe it's a past life thing, but I have such a fascination with them. I can't even tell you.
Who were you in a past life?
I was told two things. First of all, I've been to three different psychics and one said in the last life you worked in the circus. And the second one said in the last life you worked in the circus. And the third one said, I don't believe in past lives, but you should be working in the circus.
Wow.
So maybe I was like a scam artist reading tarot cards in a Russian circus.
Wow.
I know. Notice how I went right for the dark. Because the other option is that I was a man on the high wire because I don't like heights.
Right.
So one of those
Or a bearded lady. No offense to Russian women. I'm just seeing them in the Olympics, you know.
it's all possible.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. Now, all right.
Oh, this is fascinating.
Okay. I know. Isn't it? Okay, can you do the Heavenly Choir just the whole time? Because you understand. Because I'm sure I go to a psychic, and I'm telling you, right, Vanessa, he's been fucking dead on about a lot of stuff, and a lot of weird stuff that, because people go, they just tell you whatever you want to hear. First of all, I could say, he's not done that.
Right.
Like, a lot of stuff I've gone to about his romance, and like the thing I really wanted to hear, she's going to come back, and she made a mistake. It was never what I fucking wanted to, But secondly, he's just been eerily dead on about stuff that you could not have made up that no one would have known.
Right.
I mean, yeah. That. Oh. Yes?
No, Fine Choir. I'm finding it.
Heavenly Choir? Is it Heavenly Choir?
Heavenly Choir or Ghost Choir?
You could have Gregorian chants. Those would work out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's funny, too, because.
It's not Heavenly Choir. It's something else.
Psychic music.
Oh, that's what I had on there.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I'm not even sure what psychic music would be. Singing bowls.
You'll recognize it when you hear it. This is what happens in your head when things come to you. Now, wait. Yeah. Do you do regular psychic readings outside of tarot cards, or is tarot cards your thing?
Tarot cards are my thing.
Okay.
They're my babies.
Oh, yeah. No, turn it up. It's creepy.
There it is. Perfect.
No, don't get off the bus. Thunk. Oh, fuck.
Jeez. I know.
That's a nice wedding dress.
I'm very dark. You have to be ready for, there's a lot. I have very little respect for death. I just, you know what I mean? Because I'm around it all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think.
Do you tell people you're going to probably get hit by a bus? I wouldn't bother paying for that wedding dress.
No, I would say just.
My gosh.
I know. Well,
wait,
she's right.
You should save on the flowers, though.
I mean, right?
Save the flowers for the funeral.
Honey, save some money. Don't worry about the buffet. Why? Why?
Save it for the funeral.
Oh, that's awful. Oh.
I would say more.
So dark.
See, I forget. Regular people don't go to these places that my head goes to. But yeah, I would say, maybe we should rethink this particular wedding dress. That's the way I would put it.
All right. We don't need the psychic music the whole time, Vanessa. Now I'm creeping myself out. But okay. So.
Me too.
You know, want to hear a good story about a particular
Card? I've been told that there are ghosts in this house. This house was built in 1924. It's the first time it was ever sold was to me. And the lady, the husband had a new wife, but his wife, her family was one that owned this house, and she died here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. In such a beautiful house, she would stay here.
No, I've had friends, psychic friends tell me, like, oh, yeah, there's someone on your deck. I was like, what?
Right. Well, you know what else? So close to Griffith Park. Griffith Park has a lot of kind of.
She caught some fucking bug in Griffith Park and died. The lady that lived here.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Her family owned the house. Right.
Really?
What?
She caught
something.
Like
in Griffith
a physical
Park.
Bug or
something.
A cold?
Yes. No, yeah, something.
She brought back a bug?
No, Angel, I don't know. She caught something in
some virus?
Yes, like was bitten by something or something,
bacteria,
something, something.
Right.
Yes. That.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's, yeah.
What?
What?
Oh. I'm sorry. She says.
Well, yeah, and you
She's
have
right
a lot
here.
Of EMF in here. You have a lot of energy, so that they kind of like that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's true. It's fun.
Yeah.
My house is fun. There's a lot of people here all the time. Yeah. All right. So, how does one become a Ghostbuster or Paramore? Did you like the Ghostbusters movie, and did you go, that's making fun of it? Because I like that they were kind of like science nerds, like real people. They weren't.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, too? They're all, Dan Aykroyd, very much into it.
Right.
And also, who was the other gentleman that was the smart guy that he passed away and
yes.
he wore the glasses?
He was the producer.
Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Harold Ramis. Because yeah. I didn't really feel like they made fun of it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And it also didn't have like the, what it has now. Like now it has so much momentum behind it.
Right.
But it's funny that I don't really run into that many skeptics anymore because it's become such a technical thing
yeah.
that you can really show evidence. Like there's like EVPs, right. electronic voice phenomena. I have EVPs that, you know, it's another voice. It's like if the two of us were sitting in a room alone and then you're recording it and you hear the third voice go, who is that? You kind of can't deny.
Right.
Or if they answer right. a question. So there's a lot right. of information out there now.
Yeah.
Even atheists now are kind of on the ghost thing,
right.
you know, like understanding that that's not connected.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's it one would get I always tell people when they ask me about it, they get up on meetup.com and find a group and go with them.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Is there anyone else in here with us currently right now?
I think there's two people over there.
No, I mean dead people.
That was a good answer.
Are there any? Can we do a dead person roll call?
Here.
Lady that died in the house of the thing.
No, it feels kind of empty to me.
Oh, good.
Right.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
They're probably right. upstairs going through your drawers or
yes.
something.
Yes. Okay, so. Fantastic. They're going yeah. through my under things. Well, that feels better.
Yeah.
Now.
They're keeping your bed nice and warm for you, Stephanie.
But how, seriously, how do you get... That's weird. Okay, how do you get into this? Like, where did you discover your ability? Who's the first dead person you talk to? Anybody of note?
Well, I had a really big psychic experience when I was little, but I kind of... I think that this is like comedians. I think you're born doing it. You're born with a curiosity.
Yeah.
You know
my
what I mean?
My friend was, yeah.
Yeah, very few people are also complete non-believers, and then they are get into this field and turn into believers. But my sister always had epilepsy, and we went to the beach one time, and the waves were really big, and she wouldn't go in the water because she was afraid she was going to have a seizure. So finally, we all go in the water. She goes, okay, this is fine. She's about, I would say, 15 feet from me, standing next to my father in the water. And all of a sudden, I see a big wave coming, and she looks at me, and she screams, oh, my God, I'm going to have a seizure. So I book through the water. I go all the way over. I grab her. She puts her arms around my neck, and I start to run in. And then in my head, I hear no. And I turn around, and I start running out deeper into the water. And what happened was when that big wave came, the only thing that made it over was like her head. Like we would have been curled in the wave and been tumbled and pulled
yeah,
in the undertow.
Yeah.
So when we got to the beach, I said to my dad, who was standing next to her, why didn't you grab her when she screamed? And he said, she never screamed. And I said, tell him you screamed. And she said, I never screamed. She said, I froze.
Oh, so you heard it. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. I must have heard it telepathically.
All right.
So.
Now, this is why you did not make the Baywatch movie. That is a tragic story for you.
That's right. But no. Well,
that was a bad trial. And I was like, you're like, no, you don't drag them out to sea. What? No.
I know.
Right.
But it worked
you're
out.
Like, no, I heard a person. You're like, all right. Thank
right,
you.
Right.
Thanks for coming.
And I can't fit into that bathing suit. So either way, it doesn't work out for Baywatch with me.
Interesting.
So... All right. Yeah, my friend said that too. Like just it started from childhood that she just knew stuff other people didn't know and
right.
blah, blah, blah. I mean, so how does that work in your own life? Do you, I mean, I know you're straight or you're single, but I mean, do you, when you meet guys, do you go, no, that's not, no, he's not, that's not him.
Yeah.
And then does it work alternatively? Because the psychic I go to who's really, he's been very explicit about who she is. And I was like, no, don't tell me because I'm going to act like a fucking freak when I meet her. Because he's very specific about who she is. And I'm going to meet her where, and I was like, no,
oh.
fuck. I'm going to be like, hi, and then I'm going to fucking blow it. So what, how much information is enough?
Way too much anxiety around this already.
Right?
That would be my answer.
All right.
Well, it's all kind of supposed to be what it's supposed to be. And I'm not a big believer in the one. I would like to meet the 10. I would
right,
like to
fun.
Have a lot of
fun.
Different right. love experiences. But my last boyfriend, I was really like, this is going great. This is going great. And I read my own cards for him.
Oh, shit.
And they showed me walking away. And I was like, nope. All right. Never going to happen. And sure enough, a month later, I was out. I was walking away. And so I think it's just kind of more like you got to take the whole thing as it's all an experience.
Yeah,
it's
right.
All
well, because
fun.
We have free will, right? I mean, that's
yeah.
the thing with, I mean, particularly with love, I've always wondered how psychics, tarot readers, you go like, we all have free will.
Right.
You can't like, God gave us or whoever, universe, whatever you think gave us free will. How do you go, you know, this is what's going to happen, particularly in romance, right?
I mean, right, right. Well,
because
I think
you go, yes, people could make that choice or they could not.
That's a lot of what a reading is about. But I also think there's kind of bullet points in your life that you're going to hit no matter what.
Right.
So, and if there's people you're supposed to meet, you're going to meet them no matter what, yeah. or they will come in at the right time. In fact, sometimes in tarot,
that's the one thing he's always off on is timing.
Oh, and I agree.
And
with
he
him.
Says, like, that's the one thing he's been eerily correct about so many things. He said, timing is hard. Like, I don't, you know, like they can tell you a certain. Sometimes it's a year later, or it's a, you know, but.
Well, I was always taught that it has to do with how quickly you're going through your karma. So if I see you're doing something and there's a problem coming up. I can say, well, this looks like you're really hung up on this feeling, you know, you don't believe in yourself. So you got to kind of get over that. And if they get it from the reading, they go, okay, I know what she was talking about.
I feel like Vanessa and I are both doing exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Getting over it?
I haven't even talked to her yet about
it. No, I literally have. It's so funny. I have about six tarot cards and horoscope apps I read every single night.
Like, oh, really?
I'm so into it. But it's funny because it's just fascinating how do you not get influenced by what you saw on your own cards? Like, isn't that in the back of your head thinking, well, I know I'm going
to Right. That's the thing is you go like, should I not go to a people? My friends are like, don't go to a psych because now you're like, oh.
Now it's in your head.
Now you're thinking this and this person is in this and now you've got to do this. And like, you know, I know it's. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do have the best story if I can find the card. But that's I have a friend that won't let me read for her for that reason. Mm. And I told her, I said, I know how many people you slept with. You should be afraid of the past, not the future.
And I'm saying, no, I was not. I was surprised about the level of detail that I did not actually ask for or want the last time from the site that I was like, oh shit, don't tell me that much, like whatever name, profession, things, age, where I'm going to meet her. I was like, no, because then I'm going to, right?
Right.
Because then you're going to fuck it up. I'm going to.
Well, you know what, too? It's just life. That's kind of my attitude. Like, think, you know, we've made it here. We're all good. We made it here. But when I was booked on Letterman, which this was the card of my, I said, well, how's my appearance going to be? This card came up, which is like one of the, this is probably one of the worst cards in the
that
deck.
That looks like disaster. I watched it. It was fantastic.
Well, here's the story. So this card comes up when you are on the wrong path and the lightning comes and the universe goes, no, this is, you're on the wrong path. You got to change it.
Right.
So I fly all the way out there, get off the plane. It's, they say, you're bumped. They fly me back.
Oh, shit.
And the next day, they called and they go, thank God you weren't here. It was the worst audience in the history of
show. Wow.
So I was like, so that's the positive. In other words, it was like, oh, damn, I'm bumped. But it was like the universe was like, not today.
Yeah.
So you got to remember there's always a silver lining somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So maybe when you, you know, meet someone and it's not the right one, it's just you were supposed to go, I was supposed to learn something there.
Right.
So it's all lessons.
Yeah. So, no, I love the learning. It's fantastic. Karen.
Learning through my tears.
Yeah. So wait. I described as an elegant hippie by Cosmo.
Cosmo.
What? Tell me about the vegan, because I've ordered vegan pizza for you, friend.
Oh, I know.
Vegan, animal advocate, self-effacing feminist, Reiki master, yogini.
That's yoga with pasta.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
I like that.
What? So where? How did you get into all that? The whole, like, have you always been vegan? Just to, could it come from animal advocacy or what?
No, I moved to California and became the stereotype. I lived all over Vegas, Massachusetts, Boston. Massachusetts is home. Okay. Or was home, okay. And not anymore. Right. Now I'm a California.
Running from the law, obviously.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And a small stint in Reno where I killed a man or whatever the
song is. To watch him die, yeah.
Right.
Because he killed an animal. So, yeah, fine. I support you. Yes. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I've always been, like you, workout fanatic.
Yeah.
And I went to a yoga retreat, and they showed us that movie, Earthlings, which is just, and they made us watch it. And that was the end. That was, and at that point I had a dog, but you don't really think about how they treat the animals until you see that movie. And that was just it. That was like, now I'm on that thing. Although I have to say, I'm not like, if I was living with someone that wasn't vegan, that was okay. And it was really a hard movie. I really wouldn't,
but not just, what makes you from that place to not just vegetarian, but vegan?
Oh, well, it was all in there. It was all, chickens are, you know, it's all the same. But I'm pretty much, I'm not, you know that phrase, people eat to live or live to eat?
Yeah.
I eat to live, so I'm not a foodie. So it's all good. It's all, you know, I don't know, veganation.
I love food. I have a friend like that. It's like, you know, I literally don't care if I have a filet mignon or a power bar. I just don't care.
Right.
I just don't care.
Right. As long as I'm not hungry. Yes.
Sean, the vegan pizza's here.
Yay!
Absolutely no animal products shown of any kind.
But it's it's a weird rabbit hole because then someone goes, why are you wearing leather? And you go, oh, now I got to think about shoes. And then they go, so it's a long, makeup, you know what I mean? So,
right, yeah, it's a long thing. Well, all right, so hang on. Let's just, there's so much fascinating about you. You are described as, her stand-up showcases endearing, self-effacing, and intelligent characters that catch you by surprise every time. Karen uniquely blends comedy with her experience as a paranormal investigator. Talk about being a Reiki master. What the fuck is that? It's massage? Oh. But what is it?
No, it's, well, it's
isn't
energy
it torture?
Massage.
It's torture.
It's torture.
It's She knows. She has a dungeon.
Do you have a dungeon?
We covered it in previous
Who?
Hours.
What? I can't recall. I'll pull the
but
joke.
It's not about Reiki, right? It's just about inflicting pain.
It sounds familiar, though.
It is. Well, it's like it's
what is that?
It's energy clearing. I have a massage table, but I don't touch everyone. Mm-hmm. But you sort of clean the chakras, and you get the energy flowing right, and you see if anyone has any attachments or any bad things happening or where they're carrying.
And then what
their
do you just
energy.
Smash them with a hammer?
Yes,
they do?
I go, mm-hmm. go, you got to go away now.
Just smash.
But it's very interesting because sometimes mm-hmm. people do have like things that I kind of see dark things that are like you get rid of them. But I never forget this woman had this dark thing sitting in the other side of the room and I got all cleansed and I look over and in my head I hear the thing say, she's just going to invite me right back. And I was like, I know she's not going to change her habits. So she's going to have this thing attached to her. I know that I'd made a couple of leaps there. Do I need to go back to attachments?
Is that like in Ghostbusters? You mean like the, I am Gozer. Like it was like that?
like a
what do you mean a thing in the thing? In the thing? In the living room?
Kinda, yeah, in my house. I do it in my house and it was just kind of over there.
I am the key master. Was it something like that? Yes. And you were like, fuck off.
I was the gatekeeper, yes.
Really? It was the gatekeeper. Pardon me. It was not the key master or Gozer.
So you just sense something in that room. You don't visually see anything. You don't see anything. You just sense something negative in that side. Oh,
right.
Got it.
And sometimes when I work on people, like I'll find an area I'll go, this is where the block is, and I'll work on it for a while, and then I'll feel it break. And sometimes they'll sit up and go, wow, that really hurt for a minute, and then all of a sudden I feel so much better. So there's a lot, it's really energy healing.
I love that, like most people, I put her in the kitchen watching MSNBC and getting snacks while I was getting ready, and she's like, oh, this is so negative. I'm like, no fucking shit.
I know, you guys have to
fucking
watch
shit, hippy dippy woman. This is our fucking life. Look, get your face up in it, goddamn Donald Trump. What do you?
I should have brought some incense.
I have incense. I have Tibetan healing incense. I'll light it before we go back home.
Yes, we got to cleanse the MSNBC.
Oof, it is.
I know. I got to sage the planet.
I was going to say, can you cleanse 2017? Can you
just cleanse it?
Just cleanse it.
Well, actually, 2018 is going to be tough. And you, Stephanie, are going into a year 3 numerology.
Oh, no. Fuck, what's happening?
What does that mean? Oh, tell us.
It means, very general, you shouldn't bite off more than you can chew next year. But your creative ideas, people are very open to them.
Okay.
And really, you know, like in other words, if you're going to sell something, next year is the year to
bring
people in.
Let's do this shit, man.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. We can tell. We can sell attachment-free wine.
Fantastic. So wait a minute. You did the what do you call it with our friend Kira? You do what? What is that called?
We do a podcast. Well, so we do a podcast called Karen and Kira Can Read.
Because she's hilarious as well, just like you. We love her.
And she does energetic reading. She holds their hand and she reads that way while I read tarot cards. So it's kind of like two women yelling at your future at you.
That's fantastic.
And
very soothing.
Yes. Yes. It's very interesting, though, because the comics you think are going to be way open to it are not. And then some of them are like, oh, my God, what's going on? So that's super fun. And then in January, I'm going to have my own podcast called Paranormal Karen, which is all my scary stuff. It's very spooky.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wait, so now, where are you from?
From Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Pittsfield,
and
Mass.
Would parents tell me the whole thing?
It seems so long ago. I prefer to live in the moment. I know I have no memory. I'm not kidding you. No, I have a sister, and she is the exact opposite of me. She got a job and had a kid and is happily married.
Sure.
And she is awesome. And
do you want to have a kid or marry? No.
That's never really.
That.
I'm good without
that.
Although I might be an awesome stepmom.
Sure.
I'm open to stepmom.
Oh, okay. To a guy that you like. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Okay. But I kind of think I would be too friendly. Like, I wouldn't be able to do rules, and then we'd all be getting yelled at together.
Yeah. No, me too. You know? I'm too mature.
Yeah.
I just feel like, that sounds good.
But I think I'm kind of a lot, anyways, like, for a guy, you kind of, my life is so busy right now, it's very hard.
Right.
You got to be dead or, you know, to fit in, really.
So, are there any dead guys you're interested in?
No, I think
currently?
I'm good. Well, my only favorite movies are What Dreams May Come and Ghost. And
isn't there that movie where someone's dead? Come on,
they're all dead. All the men are dead. That's about it. How's that?
Can't
for
we
an
make this happen?
Issue?
Can't we bring someone back from something? Fucking what? You're
like
wow,
my
you're
husband.
Hot. You're hot and dead. But listen,
Weekend at Bernie's. Just hey.
Well, not the, yeah. That's
I don't know. It's so weird. Then Ghost, like Demi Moore, like she was still alive.
Yes. Oh my God, the Ghost. Pottery scene, so hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Exactly. Yeah.
Come on.
But not Patrick Swayze.
My love.
We have to. Yeah. I'm not a romantic
girl. You in danger. Okay, listen. Let's move on. From being a cigarette girl in Las Vegas. You were a cigarette girl in Las Vegas?
I was.
What does that mean? You give out cigarettes like in your heart?
It means I never had a real job.
Okay.
I
fantastic.
Went to Vegas. I finished school. I hated school. I got out. I think I finished
in Massachusetts.
Early in Massachusetts, Fitchburg State.
What kind of family? What kind of religion? What kind of shizzle are you from?
Very liberal. Still to this day, thank God we all get along politics. Like my mom would go when we were protesting the Iraq War. She'd call me. Will you please fly home and take me to Washington? And I was like, yes. And we'd go.
Yes, and let's bring our fucking tarot cards and fucking ganja and shit.
Right. And they were they are. That wasn't that much part of my life then. It was kind of a regular childhood, and we were brought up Methodist, so that's really not religious at all. That's
What'd your parents do?
My dad was a draftsman, at GE, and my mom was a mom, and then she worked at a bank.
What's a draftsman?
I think it's like an engineer that didn't get along with their boss.
Okay, fantastic.
So they had
good description.
Yes, they had a.
A normal childhood or some
much.
Trauma you can tell us about?
Sure. I was very much an athlete. That was kind of traumatic.
And what are the chances that you were a jockey, athlete, comedian, and you're not gay? And you like dick. And you like dick.
I know. I'm all over the place,
what?
Aren't I? Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. And you're vegan and you like to eat sausage.
That's
weird.
It's weird. It's, but is, the, I was going to say, is that a, you started with vegan. And I was going to say, is that a gay thing? Vegan? No?
Well,
is that a stereotype?
No, it was
I missed?
A joke. That was a dick joke about
dick
how
joke.
You don't like sausage.
Oh,
okay. Listen, let's move on.
Oh, dear God.
Wait, can I just say, I'm just reading your whole thing
it's
that we
too much,
that
isn't
when
it?
You know, go to your podcast, whatever, you learn about fairies, guardian angels, paranormal investigations, demonology, reincarnation.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about all of that? Okay,
sure.
So what's demonology? Let's start with that.
Well, that's, yes, I have a demonologist friend. He's
what?
Yes.
There's such a thing?
There is. And he's awesome. He knows dead languages and he knows all kinds.
Oh.
So I'll take you through a short, like if.
Not just like Latin, but other ones?
Dead
like,
languages.
Sure.
Fine.
Sure.
You have to, I'll tell you about an investigation I'm on now. When you go in an investigation in somebody's house where they're really having trouble, you sort of have to split it. You have to find out, are we talking about a human spirit or are we talking about something else? So you just describe like something else. So once you find that difference there.
Can I have the exorcist music, please?
Yes,
music.
Very
thank
scary.
You so much. Uh-huh.
So I had done a, I always used to have someone over my house. Someone was always laying on the floor
hello,
at my house
Karen.
For some reason.
Karen, welcome.
I know. No, real people.
We
and
are
we
not
would,
a demon.
We would
come
do,
in.
We would do...
would you like some pea soup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, not those people. They're at the neighbor's house. We always had I would have people over for like a... we do Reiki circles or meditation circles or ayahuasca or... We had a Wiccan over once as a speaker, and she taught us to do a fairy spell, and we were all kind of like, oh, right. whatever, whatever.
Okay, I'm going to make a San Francisco joke, and it's going to be totally inappropriate, but okay. What's a fairy spell?
Well, that's what I was like. I was like, oh, this should be fine. I don't know what she's talking about. Well, I'll tie a string, and then she hung some chocolate from my house.
Oh,
and,
sure, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. Sure. And then everything started to come true that everybody did. And then that a fairy is actually sort of an interdimensional being.
Sure.
And they're not that nice. But so
what's their, yeah. Well, they have in Griffith Park, they have the fairy things with
right.
adults dressed with things with wings, and it just seems odd to me.
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck are, what are fairies?
Okay, so when we get into non-human, there's a whole bunch of, it's kind of complicated. there's a whole bunch of things that can haunt or attach themselves to you.
Oh, okay. But right. why do they attach us? How can we anti-fairy ourselves?
Well, they...
And demon.
Right. You have to keep your aura pretty... keep your aura strong.
How do we do that?
Well, you don't drink.
She's screwed.
Fuck, I know. Man. I'm
you could
screwed.
Be attachment I am city.
God damn it. I'm fucked.
But,
really?
On the other hand, you stay positive. Positive energy keeps everybody out.
No, my friend once said to me, she's like, don't let anyone tell you wine doesn't help. It helps.
To stay positive? Well, sure. Maybe it works with your vibration, just like with some people.
Yes.
Pot does.
Fucking,
yes.
Do you not understand who's president?
I know.
Fuck. Sick. Okay.
What's his aura like? Oh.
Oh, I get the creeps. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Melania has to smell him.
Oh, I smell his sulfur.
That's the worst.
His sulfur again.
I can't.
It was just the McDonald's meal. Get back in here.
He's so awful.
I know.
He
God,
must
he's
have
so
attachments
awful.
Everywhere.
He's like a demon.
He is, and you know what?
He
I
is evil.
To? I know, as a feminist, I'm probably not supposed to do this, but I have to say something about Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like her energy is like her face. It looks like it's dripping off of
yes.
her.
Yes. And also, like, the one eye is trying to take
yes.
off because it can't lie anymore. And the one in the eyelash is just like.
I think that's true.
Right?
I think that's true.
Yes.
Because I don't think she has a lazy eye. I seriously think something happens when she's not telling the truth.
Yes. It just, like, yes. goes. Whoop, 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 whoop. Like, I'm not telling the truth. It just goes that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I am really going to be sad about Al Franken.
God, we were talking. Damn it! I'm so mad.
I know.
I'm so fucking mad. He resigned.
I know.
I don't. We'll talk about it.
I know.
I'm so fucking mad.
I know.
Because he actually said a lot of these allegations are not true,
and nobody heard that.
And I would have been cleared in the ethics. Why didn't he just do the ethics investigation? He called for it into himself.
Yeah.
And I do feel like some of the allegations were bullshit.
I do
I just
too.
Am like, oh,
I do too. You know what? And I know, and it's hard to cut that feminist line, but the woman with the picture, you know how comedy tours are.
We were talking about Tweeden, yeah.
And there was probably a lot of talk that made it look like
but then,
that.
And then
was,
you go, is that what opened the floodgates? And then right. people are like, oh, well, he grabbed my. I mean,
said.
A good
oh.
friend of mine said he grabbed my waist at a photo. I'm like, he grabbed your
waist
at a photo op in public? That's not what Roy Moore did.
Right.
Roy Moore fucked children. And, like.
Yes, okay. And you know what? You can see that he's a real huggy, grabby guy, but I don't mean that in a bad way.
By the way, I've grabbed Al Franken more than he's ever grabbed me. I started with him on Air America. I've been with him a million times.
He doesn't have that energy. And
no,
it's supposed to
he
have
actually, you know what the energy he has is he loves Franny. I've been with him and his wife Franny so many times.
Yeah.
And Al's like most comedians, he's gregarious and huggy and grabby. And I mean, honestly, I've been more grabby with him at events. I remember we launched the station in Washington together, you know, and I just...
Which
anyway,
I loved. I really miss Air America. I really...
We're still on. I'm still
miss.
Here. I'm like a who in Whoville.
You
we're still
here.
Sirius XM.
You're a bookmark on my thing.
iTunes.
Rose is a bookmark on my thing. Yeah.
Progressive Voices on
yes.
the TuneIn app. iHeart app.
But
I'm
we
here.
Had it in LA Live. And
I know.
Right.
I know.
But, you know, isn't there supposed to be an element of danger? Like, all I can say is this, too. If one more old white man gives me advice on sexual harassment, the world is going
right.
to have one less old white man.
Right, right.
That's how I feel. I can't.
I know. Vanessa, have we tried to do a tutorial? Don't take your dick out at work. Just don't, unless it's in the bathroom. And then I felt like
right.
even that wasn't enough. Okay. In the bathroom to go to the bathroom. Don't. Pee in a potted plant in front of someone.
Right.
Only take your dick out in the bathroom to go to the bathroom. In the bathroom.
It's a shame we have to say this.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay. I felt like we didn't need to cover it, but okay. All right. Hang on. Let's talk about reincarnation and demology for a second. Because,
oh, sure.
Her belief in Jesus is why she thinks he hangs with Buddha.
Oh, you know, this is fascinating. Where did you get this?
I don't know.
This
she's,
is fascinating.
She's a fucking
even know this
genius of some sort.
Yeah. That was a...
She's a millennial genius of some sort. Yeah. I don't know.
Where is this information? This is great.
You know what? She's deep state. Just fucking tell me.
I do FBI reports on people.
Oh, do you?
No. No.
That's a very fascinating... that must be a concept. I watched a show of this woman that talked to angels, right? And I'm actually more skeptical of religious people. I believe in fairies. You got Keebler elves in your cabinet. Sure. I gotta see it. Whatever. It could be. I'm on board. I want to see it. But this woman that said she talked to angels, I was so convinced when she said, Jesus always hangs out with Buddha because he's funny. And I was like, now that's the Jesus. They hang out like they're always laughing, and Buddha is the funny guy.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, now I'm on board. Now I'm a Christian.
Oh, really? Do you think Jesus goes, nice abs?
I know.
No, like that? No.
Yeah. Or Buddha probably does that joke first, because he's the funny. Jesus is a straight man.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I love that you said you're fascinated with the afterlife. You convinced you will someday have a near-death experience because you never finish anything.
That's right. And reincarnation.
As a procrastinator.
I think reincarnation, the worst, you know, you're a bad person, you come back a bug. The worst person comes back as a bathroom mirror in Motel 6.
Oh, that's, fuck.
Oh, I know. Isn't that awful?
You believe reincarnation, you believe is that's real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
For everybody or just some people?
Oh, everybody.
Mm,
yeah. I don't really believe in hell, though.
I love your... Karen Runtowski is when she's not entertaining live audience, she's looking for dead ones. So your night job, comedy, and then you go looking for ghosts.
Yes, and I tell people if they want to ghost hunt, they go to a haunted place and turn on a tape recorder and have the same conversation married people have during sex.
There you go.
They say, can you make some noise so I know you're here?
That's it. What is your point? All right. So, it does not freak you out in your own life to have, you know, information that maybe a lot of us don't have. Has it not? I mean, okay. So you are, I don't know how old you are, but you're, 51. Do you want to be married?
You know what? I'm okay. I'm not really.
You don't
in the
want to have kids, obviously.
No kids. Too late. No. Hot flashes.
You had a great bit on Letterman about like that you swatted a kid in Walmart, your kid, and then you were like, wait a minute, I don't have kids.
Yeah. I don't. I'm not a kid person. I'm okay with the right guy if he comes along.
Yeah.
I. What else? I love my dog. I will marry.
What
my
kind
dog.
Of dog?
Papillon. I know.
Oh,
I know. And my best friend's an animal communicator. And she tells me...
Can we... I need one because Max is, as you know, 12 and having problems, back leg problems. Fred is 10. Yeah.
And she's a comedian. So she's very funny.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. And her name's Sonia King, and she will call me and say, Courage, I just got the dog... I just got Courage food, new food.
Yeah.
And she will call me from Florida, not having spoken to me, and go, Courage says there are now little triangles in his dish where there were little squares, and he is not going to eat the triangles. You need to take them out. I know.
Yeah, no, like, Max, I'm dealing with diarrhea now. He's doing much better on the CBD oil, but I don't know what's going on. I'm dealing with the diarrhea. I don't know what's causing it. You know, so.
She will know.
All right,
I just spent $1,200 on vets, and she goes, she told me what was wrong. I called an acupuncturist. They go, that's gallstones. Get these pills for $10 at Whole Foods.
Right.
Boom, cleared up.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I believe in all of it.
I don't think I believe doctors and vets anymore. I don't know if they know what's going on.
Right. No, they don't know how to advise on CBD oil, and it's been like a kind of a miracle for Max. Like,
yes.
So it is, I've only had to put up with the Rasta and the, you know, Bob Marley music blaring 24/7, but that's otherwise it's been.
Yes. Did you give him pumpkin? Is pumpkin helping the diarrhea?
Yes,
no?
Yes, I did that. Uh-huh. And rice. Yes, I've done everything.
Wow.
All right. So, Can we? Are we doing tarot card?
Can
reading?
We? I, oh, yes,
please.
I would love to.
Let's do one for me and Vanessa. Let's do it.
So, I can give you a general read or a more specific topic. Like if you want to ask me about love or relationships or something,
you
call it and I'll read.
Yeah, I've got some interesting stuff going on with love. Go ahead.
All right. Okay.
I mean, as in when I say interesting, I mean nothing. But
all right, let's do this. Let's see what's coming up the first half of 2018 for you with love.
Oh, good. Let's do that. Let's do that. Oh, look at the Vanessa's the mic picking up those fantastic shuffling sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm in a Fats Domino movie.
All right. I know. I shuffle. All right,
that's pool. I know, Sean. I'm just saying, but there's also cart. Okay.
Okay. Wow. I have to tell you something, though. Uh-oh. Your year three was really right about business, because I asked about love, and business is showing up like off the charts.
Yeah, like, fuck you. You're not getting anything, just business.
So listen, something disappointed you from the past, very much so.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, hang on. Let me just check my text. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, but right now.
I've been texting with my ex again. It's the whole thing. The one I was going to marry. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We're good friends.
But you know what? That's very interesting, because I have a breakup, but no relationship. So this could be like whatever that is sticking there. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could actually be on the way out, but this is going to take a while. Okay?
Oh, that's great.
So, but here's the thing. Don't get, I know, it gets better.
Does it?
I do, yeah. Someday. But no, actually, there's so much going on with you
Because this is the psychic, I was supposed to meet someone in. Literally was like a year and a half ago. That's how off he's been. And then he was like, the last reading was in September. It was definitely before the holidays. I was going to meet this person, my person, the person. Yes.
Oh, well, you're getting over this person.
Yeah, oh, sure. So yes, good. I sure am. Mm-hmm.
And you're getting freed from whatever strings those are.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
And then that's when things start to move forward. So I'm going to go out further on this and see who is coming.
So it's not before the holidays.
No.
All right. That's bullshit. Right.
Aren't we? How close are we to the holidays?
A couple weeks.
I guess I have to be careful what I say, because more wine gets drunk.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm just going to start drinking right from here.
All right. So we're going to find out who is your Well, I'm going to say who is your person in 2018. Who is coming along?
So to speak.
What?
All right. Wow. All right. She's laying cards, people.
Okay. Wow.
If those are you, we're just getting the audio version.
I am laying cards. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay. Finally, I found someone.
Karen is laying cards. Really? How the fuck far away is she? God damn it. Why is she so late?
Well, here's the thing. There is an awful lot of anxiety or something that you're holding on to here that just.
You think so?
I think you need some of that hemp oil. And so, but here is the good news. I'm going to give you the good news before this person comes.
Fine.
Because this is a, this is a very sexual relationship that's coming up. Okay. And you almost will have to watch boundaries.
Oh,
okay.
My.
Because it's so much. But there is a lot before then of,
shit show before then.
Well, yeah, because this apprehension and this old thinking has to go.
Okay, fine.
We must
delete.
But don't get depressed, because this is coming. And actually, I'm going to show you the Queen of Swords, because this is where you are going to get so real with yourself.
Oh, it's very Wonder Woman.
Well, she's
am I going to be on that island where all the Wonder Woman hot women are?
That's right. Well, you know, Wonder Woman had the lasso of truth, which is why she never married.
Men are fucking lying assholes. What? I'm sorry.
But someone is coming. That's wonderful.
Okay. So he's wrong about when, because it was a year and a half ago, and then it was before Christmas. Yeah.
Okay.
He's wrong. Okay. When the fuck is it? When the fuck is it, Karen?
I thought you meant your girlfriend. And I was like, wait, did you just change sexes on me?
No. When is she coming?
When is hard, honey? All right, let's take a look. Okay. Do you really want to know? Because that always.
Absolutely.
I think that ruins things.
No, don't tell me. All right, talk to Vanessa first. Now, talk to Vanessa about what's happening.
Vanessa's waiting for someone, right? Okay.
Or I'm waiting for anything 2018. Okay. I always want to see a kind of.
You want general read?
I don't know what's best.
When is your birthday?
April 18th.
Okay. Oh, you're a Taurus?
No, I'm on the borderline. I'm Aries.
Oh, okay, good. Taurus, crazy. What are you? You're Sag?
My ex that I'm texting with is a Taurus.
Taurus? I like Taurus women. Taurus men.
Oh, no.
Famous Taurus men.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Famous Taurus men. Hitler, Stalin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Saddam Hussein. Okay. Vibe there. So we stay away from. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to do a general on Vanessa for 2018 and see what the big points are. So you said
my hands are sweating.
Get away from. Just get as long as you're away from the whore in the basement. Everything will be fine.
So you said what was it for? What
your for birthday? April 18th,
1985. 4/18. She threw that 85 in her face, didn't she? So 4/18, 5/8, 13 is one is 4 and 5. Okay, your next year is about love. This year,
what?
This year,
Mr. Rumbles, did you hear that?
This year, your year 5 was probably very chaotic and very like when you thought you were going right, it went left. Like it probably was
what?
Not
no,
going at
it was
all.
Fantastic.
Next year is where you straighten out all your relationship issues and stuff and focus on this. Someone is probably coming early in the year. There's two people next year, okay? Right. Someone's coming along early if they're not here now. So are you seeing someone now?
No.
Okay.
No. What? Tell the truth.
Not. No, I'm not. I have not seen anybody right now.
You're definitely in the right place for this. And this person will, what you will know about them is that they are younger. That doesn't mean years. It could mean a couple of months or something
See,
like
that. See, you don't need the old fucking crusty men like my brother and my nephew.
No,
just get someone, get some young, juicy meat.
Well, he might be a month younger or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
I mean that's a point for me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very stable.
Okay.
That's no fun. But he's a lot of work. Okay.
So
she's used to that. She works with me.
Oh, yeah. So this is one that actually may pass. Okay. So this isn't the guy, but this is going to kind of pass. But the reason that he is coming in your life is because you are getting ready to move to the next level to decide what you want. Not just, it's not going to be up to who comes along. It's going to be you going, I no longer settle for this. I'm ready to move on to this. I'm ready to go do that. Mm-hmm. So this guy's the one last where you'll, Stephanie, you'll be telling you, don't make exceptions. Don't compromise for that.
God
don't do that.
Damn it, Vanessa.
I know.
Don't. I'm perfect. I've never made any mistakes. Don't you make mistakes.
Right, right.
Interesting.
So don't lose yourself with this person.
Got it.
They may be in the field of like, they'll be more mathematically oriented, like engineering or business or architecture or something
nerd.
Like that.
Nerd with money.
Right. But you're more creative.
Yes.
But you work a lot also.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Don't get down after this relationship because you will know that this was, that it served its purpose.
Right.
Because next year is your year to learn and move forward and become more, not that you're not picky, that sounds like she's a slut, but you're going to become more picky.
What?
You know? Don't you, when you say that to someone, it's like, don't pick anyone. I don't mean that you're easy.
Right.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's ready to take charge.
Interesting.
Take charge.
Oh, no. She knows how to do that.
Yes.
Yay.
She's got a dungeon. All right. Listen.
And career-wise, looks all good. And personal business.
Let me look at career real quick for her. Is that okay? Or are we on time? Or something happened?
All right. Fine. Listen. We have vegan pizza that's getting cold, but that's fine.
This is exciting.
Yes. Okay. I'll do Vanessa's career real quick.
All right.
This is interesting. Do you ever get somebody who gets freaked out by what they hear and they panic? Or
only when I have people that hear things that I don't say, and then I go, where did you, what are you talking
what?
About? You know what I mean? Like, you got, it has to be very careful that they hear what
they project.
Yeah.
And if you're a comedian, do you feel like there's a lot of energy? If you're in a room, do you do readings, like, while you're doing stand-up? Do you just have energy that just draws you where you feel like you need to say something to them? Does that happen to you, or?
No, I actually do a show where I read tarot on stage, but it's kind of why I like the tarot, because this is a barrier between everybody, so I don't have to, you know, feel the other night I did a reading though and the vibe came over me really fast, but it was on stage. But no, I'm okay with that. I've sort of built boundaries from being on the road for so long where you have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay. So
all right.
Ooh, darling. On your career.
Oh dear. This could be awkward for all of us. Okay.
Okay, hold on. All right, here we go. Hang on.
All right.
Okay.
Well, what are the most important things in your life? You work really hard, and then your love life.
Sure.
What else?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's
yeah.
the three questions: money, love, and work.
Work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is all about love. I don't care about anything else. I've lost the will to live.
And wine.
Well, sure.
Well, love of wine.
Yes. Well, that's in there.
Yes. All right. So when it comes to work next year, you have some things that are going out, okay? I want to say projects that you're going to go, I'm done with this, and it's not moving, and going out.
All right. You know what? Let's move on. We need to. Oh my gosh, we're for time.
Oh, look what the time is.
And moving you in front of the microphone more.
Oh. Okay. Well, she's already in front of the microphone. Yeah. She's fantastic.
Yes. Well, do you have your own podcast?
I do not.
All right.
Well, she should. She should.
And also, you should be writing. There's something you should be writing.
Okay.
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 All right. All right. This is awkward. All right.
She's Karen, delightful.
You are delightful. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
You are. I'm honestly. I'm so into this shit.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, because I feel hunting. Like. Here's the other thing. Is I feel like, you know, I've had friends that have gone to my psychic friend and they're like, oh, he was wrong about this or he was wrong about it. And I'm like, okay, if you go into it as a psychic or, you know, excuse me, a skeptic, you can go, oh, the, you know.
You can block the energy.
Right.
Too.
But I also, like, I'm going, okay, he was wrong about timing. He's like, timing's hard or, you know, this. But and I thought it's how you interpret things because I feel like he has actually been eerily accurate about a lot of things. And so I do believe in it. I absolutely do.
And
I think it's a gift and I think it's.
Yeah, who's perfect at their job?
Yeah. And I don't, like, I think you have to be careful. Right. It's like religion. You can't go, oh, no, I totally, this is, you right. know, there is free will. There is all of that. But I think it is a service. I think you have a gift and it is a service to people.
Thank you.
They can choose to or not, whatever they believe, right?
Yes.
I always take it with a grain of salt.
Yes. And because nobody's perfect at their job. And I actually have the lady that does my website gave me a coupon if anybody wants to buy a gift certificate. Can I do that?
Yes, please do it. Do it. Do it.
Just for your listeners.
Yes.
And it's called Secret Gift 17. And they get 15% off a gift certificate. So if you're sitting at the office in Secret Santa's tomorrow and you don't have a gift, boom.
There you go. There you go. Karen Rontowski, I have been so excited to meet you ever since your friend Kira has been here. I love the whole, all of it. I love everything about you.
Thank you. We'll get you.
I don't mean that in a gay way, as you know, because you, yes. All right. And who are you going to call? You're going to call Karen Rontowski. That's who you're going to call, because she's a Ghostbuster.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had.
You're wonderful.
Happy, fucking happy hour, everybody.